Another day and the battle continues across the globe. France and Spain, two of the worst hit countries in the pandemic, were laying out separate roadmaps today for lifting their lockdowns while signs emerged the virus has been all but vanquished in New Zealand and Australia. But on the other side of the globe, Brazil is emerging as a new hotspot for infections, and new doubts are now being raised over whether Japan would be able to host the already postponed Summer Olympics next year without the development of a vaccine. In Europe and elsewhere, the key question of when to reopen schools looms as nations seek to ease lockdowns and restart their battered economies. The U.S. reopening is coming, but normal is still a ways off. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been fighting off critics and demonstrators in her home state to move more quickly.
In the coming weeks, we will continue re-engaging sectors of our economy and putting more Michiganders back to work. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we have to be really smart. We have to get this right.
Just a little while ago, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett spoke with reporters.
Is the fact you're getting out in front of the fact that there are going to be a bunch of bad numbers for the second quarter. And, you know, Peter and the president and now even the CBO are quite optimistic that the second half of the year will show a big bounce back. And I've been making it my job as a communicator within the White House to communicate about the things that are happening now. And we're looking at the biggest negative shocks we've ever seen. And, you know, probably, you know, I don't know the number for tomorrow, so I could talk about it. Like when we see GDP tomorrow, it'll probably be a negative number.
Restaurants opened up to dine-in patrons in at least three states Monday, and the governor of Texas allowed movie theaters to open. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson returned to work on Monday after recovering from the coronavirus and insisted it's too risky to relax the lockdown yet. The Prime Minister arrived back in Downing Street on Sunday to enormous challenges in front of him. The UK's death toll is well over 20,000 and rising. The economy is facing a recession, and his party and scientific advisors are divided over how and when to begin easing restrictions. Johnson's government has been criticized for failing to supply all health workers with enough personal protective equipment. U.S. Congress moving ahead on a new coronavirus relief package, but a deepening partisan divide and uncertain scheduling could halt the federal response. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it might be in time to consider a guaranteed income for Americans and insists that the next bill must provide aid to state and local governments to pay police, fire, and other frontline heroes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell counters that his priority is to shield business owners from onerous laws. Leaders announced Congress will return May 4th, but some lawmakers are being warned that full operations may not be able to resume for a year. It's still unclear whether something has happened to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whose prolonged absence from the public eye amid rumors of ill health has sent the outside world scrambling for information. But while there's every reason to closely monitor Kim's health, it's highly unlikely that anything will be confirmed until North Korea makes it official. Gathering intelligence on perhaps the world's most secretive, suspicious, and difficult-to-read country is no easy task, and there's probably nothing North Korea guards more closely than the details of Kim's death, which Kim's health, the details of Kim's health, which experts say would only be shared among a handful of members from the top elite. Former Vice President Joe Biden told donors during a virtual fundraiser on Monday night that he is already working with a team to plan for his transition in preparation for winning the White House in November. Biden said he has been meeting with former Delaware Senator Ted Kaufman, his longtime top aide, who was actually appointed to fill Biden's Senate seat when he was elected to be vice president, to discuss his transition plans. Kaufman worked on Barack Obama's transition team in 2008 and helped author legislation formalizing the presidential transition process. And a Brazilian Supreme Court judge on Monday ordered an investigation into accusations by ex-justice and security minister Sergio Moro that President Jair Bolsonaro sought to interfere with police investigations. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com via remote. This is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more.